I want to welcome you all to another episode of the Live Better, the Jason Beck Show. And I'm your host, Jason Beck. I want to thank you for tuning in for today's show. Now, for the verse of the day that I'll be sharing today will be out of Matthew 18, verse 20. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I among them. Amen, amen. And for any of you that do not know, this is a Christian conservative podcast. All are welcome, but all must be respectful. You know, I respect opinions, but be respectful. If you do leave a voice message or leave any comments or anything like that, please, or a review, please be respectful. So, I got a lot I want to talk to you about, and kind of just what I do on my show is share my opinion, wrap it all up, and then let you kind of soak it all in and, you know, form your own opinion and what you think. But I'm just here as a voice to share what I think. And if it helps anyone out there, awesome. One of my other goals is to lead you to Jesus Christ, because I believe that that's important. You know, I believe that, you know, knowing Jesus and knowing that your eternal salvation is secure, that you can have salvation and you can be in heaven for eternity. Just trust me. You don't want to be in another place. You don't want to be in hell. Not from reports of people that there have been many people that have experienced hell, had died and went to hell, or the Lord has taken and let them experience hell so they can tell others. That's not a place any of us want to go, because that is for all eternity. Eternity, like forever. You're never getting out, no parole, no nothing. So, that being said, you know, let's go ahead. I want to, what kind of the few the topics I want to talk about is cancel culture of brands. Also wanted to talk about a few other things too, but you know, no, one's about a customer. Oh, and a DoorDash driver. Let me share this story first. DoorDash driver is Walmart uses DoorDash to deliver a lot of their groceries and products and stuff. So they contract through DoorDash. Now, Walmart should have something in there like Chili's does. Like Chili's says, powered through DoorDash. We deliver powered through DoorDash. You know, a lot of the companies, they make it in black ink, you know, where you can see it, you know, of we deliver through Uber Eats and DoorDash, you know, so you know. And just to let you know, that's what Walmart does. So some strange guy comes dropping off your groceries, or girl, that's a DoorDash driver, most likely. Now, Walmart did start their own little delivery program. They have their own independent contractors through Spark. So, you know, and then any of you, HEB, if you're in Texas, their groceries mostly are delivered through Favor, which is actually owned by HEB. So they're part of the HEB family. But they do, Favor does deliver other stuff as well, too. So this guy drops, this delivery driver, you know, pulls up. And the guy, this customer's angry. Refuses the product because he expected it to be delivered through like UPS or the postal service. Okay, that's some guy or some woman that delivers it, right? And they don't know, you don't know them. But a DoorDash driver can't do the same thing, can't deliver their stuff for them. Wow. You know, I was floored by that, you know. So obviously the driver had to take it back. And the guy was like, well, you need to tell your boss. And the driver responds, I don't work for Walmart. You know, and he let the, well, he's, and the customer's like, well, this delivery sucks. You know, and I'm like, how does it suck? You got your product, what you ordered, and he refused it. So guess what? Gonna have to wait a few days, you know. But he's gonna have to specify when he orders it. He's gonna have to order it through, you know, where it gets sent to him through the postal service, I guess. I don't know, man. That's just craziness there, you know. Craziness. Thankfully, I haven't had any issues like that. You know, everybody that ordered their food were happy they still got it. You know, they got their groceries. And most people are aware of, especially since the pandemic, they're aware of Instacart. They're aware of third-party delivery services that companies use. This customer obviously was probably living in his basement or has been underground for so long or doesn't realize. I don't know. You know, I don't know. But anyways, thought I'd share that with y'all, see what you get, and see if you get a kick out of it, you know. But apparently y'all, I don't know if y'all knew, but I think a majority of people already knew. Aunt Jemima, bye-bye, it's Pearl's. Pearl's Milk Company. Oh my gosh, they're keeping the label the same, but changing the name. So apparently, I mean, the late Aunt Jemima was racist. So it's racist to have a black woman representing a pancake syrup, and then Uncle Ben. Apparently, it's racist to have a black man's picture on there. It's racist. Really? And they're probably going to go after Cream of Wheat. So it's racist to have. And this is not the mat. And the thing is, the crazy thing about this, the woke or the far left people that are doing this, it's not a mass majority of them that are complaining. The majority of people don't care. Majority of the people that buy the products, Cream of Wheat, Aunt Jemima, Uncle Ben's Rice, it doesn't offend them. You know, and there's probably a high percentage of the people that buy it are African Americans or blacks. And it doesn't offend them. It's like the woke. They find every little thing they can complain about. Yeah, they were just complaining about Cracker Barrel. Trying to cancel Cracker Barrel. Are you kidding me? Wow. Where's the maturity level, you know, in this world? I'll tell you, the problem in this world is that people need Jesus Christ. They need God in their lives. They need the Lord. Because as long as they follow the things of the world, guess who they're following? They're following the prince of the world. Well, guess who the prince of the world is? Lucifer. Satan is the prince of the world. The father of lies. And deception. He's the father of lies and deception. He once had it all. He was once a good angel. The God loved, and you know, and he was in heaven, and he had it all, and then he like rebelled, and so how I don't understand. But there's a lot of things in this world I don't understand. Why do people do that, or why does that happen? But it's getting a little ridiculous, you know. I mean, pretty soon they're going to be probably. You know, hey, you can't have any logos at all, you know? Well, guess what? That sports athlete on the cover, that's racist because, you know, he's Asian or black or white. No, can't have that. Can't have that. Really? Wow. And these companies keep bending the knee. These companies probably don't care. You know? They've made money off of this brand for a long time. You know, it's for them, it's all about making money. But they're bending the knee to the woke, to the minority, just a small little smidgen out there that are sitting there complaining and crying. Yeah, this is the same complainers that complain about comic books and TV shows and movies. You know, they're like, well, why can't we have this or why can't we have that? They don't even watch it. They don't even go to the movies to watch it. They're just complaining to complain. So that's the true fans of, like, these TV shows and movies. Now the characters are switching. The character was a guy, and now it's a girl. I'm not against it, but that wasn't the character. You know? It's like cancel culture 3.0. Let's just cancel everything. If you don't fit into this narrative, you're canceled. It's kind of like, oh, if you're a conservative, we need to cancel you. We need to shut you up. You're a Trump supporter. You get labeled delusional. Yeah, I've been called delusional by a Biden supporter. Been called stupid too by another Biden supporter too. Told them I was going to pray for them, you know, and stuff. Yeah. One of them told me God didn't exist. I'm like, okay, well, when you're standing in front of God, remember our conversation. And I told them it's a free country. I'll still pray for them. And I am going to pray for them. But I did block them. You know, yeah, you could say, yeah, I'm canceling them out. But I just don't need that negativity in my life. Because when you're arguing with someone that's woke or far left, it doesn't go anywhere. They don't listen. They just keep arguing and arguing and arguing. Yeah, so on social media, you may have to block them, unfortunately. You know, it's sad, but, you know, that's what it comes to. You know? I mean, how would they like it if all of a sudden, like, they were just canceled altogether by everybody. Let's say everybody that friend and family member that was didn't believe what they just blocked them, canceled them, blocked their phone calls, you know. And let's say stores started canceling too. It'd be like, no, you're a Biden supporter. You can't come in the store. Oh, no, you're this. No, sorry, you're canceled. I wonder how they would feel. Well, that's how we feel. That's how right now we're feeling it. Any conservatives out there, any Trump supporters out there, you know, are being attacked. You know? It's crazy. This world is a crazy place and it needs Jesus Christ. And that's no kidding on that one. No kidding on that one. Well, we're going to talk a little bit about sports next. We're going to talk a little bit about some Super Bowl Sunday coming up after these commercials. Did you ever wonder if you and your family could be protected in the event of an EMP strike? What is an EMP strike? An electromagnetic pulse that's caused by a nuclear explosion, a nuclear bomb going off, causes an electromagnetic pulse. What happens when that happens in the event that that does happen? Computer chips are fried. Car's not going to run. Your generator, all your electronic equipment, done, gone, can't turn it on. But thanks to EMP Shield, guess what? You and your family can have the peace of mind of knowing that you'll still have a running car. You'll still have power to your solar panels. You'll still have a generator that works. Use coupon code JEB. That's JEB. JEB, get $50 off. That's even if you buy multiple devices as well, too. You can go to empshield.com, enter that coupon code. But the easiest way, you can do empshield.com/JEB, and it will automatically put the coupon code for you. But jot down the coupon code just in case, you know, and put it in just to make sure. Share it with others as well, too. If you have any family members that want the same peace of mind, or friends or coworkers, share it around with them. And now that you and your family and your friends and your coworkers and neighbors can now have the peace of mind of knowing they'll still have a running vehicle and electronics and a running power in the event of an EMP. EMP Shield is also partnered with the government as well, too. It also covers you for three phases of EMPs. Covers for lightning protection as well, too. Also, even solar flares also, too. So, you got three things of protections. Oh. I want to welcome you all back to the Jason Beck Show. I'm your host, Jason Beck. And let's go ahead. I wanted to talk about Super Bowl Sunday. I mean, did you all see the Black Lives, the anthem, the Black Lives Matter anthem or black? Yeah. You know. But you know what? The anthem, the national anthem, and also it was nice to see everyone was standing up. No one kneeling. So that was kind of nice. I'm glad you know, everybody did that, you know. But Super Bowl Sunday, you can definitely say the Tampa Bay Buccaneers dominated the whole game. They owned the Kansas City Chiefs. You know, Tom Brady got his 7th Super Bowl ring. You know, and the greatest thing about the victory, you know, for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they didn't have to travel at all. No traveling, zero traveling. They got to stay at home in Tampa Bay and chill. For the whole 2 weeks, they didn't have to go anywhere because the Super Bowl was in Tampa Bay. That was the first time any team was ever made it to the Super Bowl that was at their home stadium. And the fact that not only they just made it, they won also too. So that is an extraordinary feat in itself. You got like two records there, you know? First appearance at a home game. That practically was a home game for them. And I could tell, you know, because they were in rhythm, they were on point, everything. I think if they were not playing in Tampa Bay, maybe on a neutral site or somewhere else, it might have been a little bit different. Maybe a little bit different outcome. I do believe that Tampa Bay still would have won. Because, for one, Patrick Mahomes was not, he was not 100%. He was not. If that was Patrick, healthy Mahomes, it would have been a lot different game, but they still would have lost, I believe. So, I really hope you all enjoyed the game. You know, I don't know what halftime was kind of, I don't know. I couldn't really hear much of the singer. You know, it was very disappointing halftime show. Yeah, some of the commercials were cool. Definitely. So, you know, definitely wonder what your thoughts are on that as well, too. And wondering your thoughts on the Super Bowl. And And I hope that your week goes good. Hope that your weekend goes well as also. And just be on the lookout for more episodes. I got a lot of other stuff that I want to share and talk about stuff that I've been waiting and putting off to talk about that I really didn't want to yet. I wanted to wait for everyone else to. Yeah. You know, so definitely look forward to sharing some more stuff with you in the future and bringing more episodes also. And there's many, many ways that you can help support the Jason Beck Show. The benefit of support, it helps me to spend more time, you know, making more episodes, also getting maybe a microphone or better equipment and stuff to be able to bring you more episodes. And then if I have more time, I can actually sit down and research and get more in depth in a lot of different topics and stuff. And then even maybe someday, maybe even doing like, you know, evolving and doing video podcasts as well too. So, you know, there's definitely a lot of goals there that I want to get, be able to get back to a video podcast, but I need better equipment and stuff for that as well too. You know, so, you know, your support helps. Like when you purchase EMP Shield, we do get a generous commission, so that'll definitely help. You know, if you purchase anything, you know, from My Patriot Supply, I will put the link below. You know, we do get a little bit of a commission that helps. Anything that you can do to help, you know, donating to, you know, the show through PayPal as well, too. That helps also, too. Also giving on a monthly donation, you know, through Anchor. That helps also, too. You know, any little bit that you can help to help support the show and also help me to be able to not just a show, but also to, this is a ministry also too, you know, to be able to share Jesus Christ with others as well. And to be able to share his message, to be able to share his word with others. That is most important. That is very important. That's the number one thing. You know, no, it's not a 501c3 ministry, but still nonetheless, it is a ministry. So any donations, anything that you can help out with, you know, it would be such a blessing. You know, please share, like, subscribe, follow. And like I said, I'll put all the links in the description for you. And I just wanted to thank you for your support, for your blessings, for being a blessing. I love each and every one of you, and you'll have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day. Wonderful night, wonderful morning, wherever you're at. All right. Bye-bye.